Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're familiar with Patrick Beverley. He now plays for the Chicago Bulls. Mm-hmm. Kind of a guy that you don't want to play against, but you kind of hope he's on your team.
Sure.
You know those guys.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. We've talked about him before.
A great defensive guy, agitator, whatever word you want to use. But Patrick Beverley was revealed yesterday on a story on NBC Chicago and in his podcast, actually, that he abstains from sex the night before the game.
Okay.
He said, quote, "I don't have sex the night before games because I'm committed to having a fresh feeling entering the game." Beverley mentioned he wants to have fresh legs heading into games, doesn't want to fatigue himself before heading into the competition.
Weak in the knees?
Quote, yes, weak in the knees. "It'd be hard, though, because you got a game every other day. You know what I'm saying? So when I was in L.A., like, wifey going to kill me, though." All right, let me ask you this, John. Did you ever have that problem?
So it's completely different for football than it is for basketball. First of all, at that time, there's only 16 games. So
right.
Abstaining 16 times is easier than 82 times.
True.
And we were locked up in a hotel.
True.
So not much opportunity. 1 year with Marty Schottenheimer, we were allowed to stay at home. But I will say this. I was never in the mindset to enter into that type of activity.
Okay, can I ask you a question? So you're,
sure.
You said you're locked up at a hotel. Women can't get into the hotel?
Not on your floor. I mean, we had security.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Sure, there are guys that
Come
would
on.
Have... Oh, yeah. There were guys that would, you know, sneak women in. It's
okay.
Not like it was never going to happen, but...
John would never do that.
No.
It's against the rules. Have anybody in your room other than your roommate.
Yes. Heather, it's true. They have the team security.
Oh, yeah.
There at the hotel.
At the hotel.
By the elevators.
By the elevators, on the floors. Not just for women, but for other people that want
right.
to come in, pull fire alarms. Hmm. They want to knock. You know, it was no secret where
that,
we were staying.
Yeah. But I just don't believe that nobody brought a woman to their room.
You don't need to believe that because it would happen.
Okay.
Grown men have bed checks.
Oh, yeah.
They still do it?
I don't know if they still do it. I mean, I've been out for a while now.
I know.
But it was at that time, yeah, they would come around with bed checks all the way from, hey, your freshman year of college, all the way through, you know, 34 years old before I, you know, stepped down.
Hmm. I get it in college. I don't know. Well, you're a professional.
And it wasn't necessarily, I will say this, like, there would be guys that, yeah, they would probably have women in their room and they would, you know, hey, there's going to be a bed check at 10:30. So, you know, why don't you go into the bathroom? The coach comes in. Coach knew what was going on. They just wanted to make sure you were at the hotel.
Correct.
You were present and accounted for.
It's not like they
wouldn't
took your covers
search
off
the room.
Bed.
Yes, yeah.
You weren't in Tijuana the night before the Super Bowl.
No.
Was
yeah,
that guy
I mean,
Barrett Robbins?
Yeah, I mean, and every once in a while, you'd try and, you know, F with the coach that was coming in, and, you know, you might be sitting there, if you had your own room, you know, you'd be like, you know, I don't know, you'd just be sitting there naked.
Right.
Like, hey, coach, how you doing here? coach would walk in and be like, dude, why do you, like, I'm 33 years old, why are you checking my room?
I'm sure guys would try to put mannequins in.
I don't think anybody went to that type of effort, but yeah, I mean, it was, yeah, you try and mess with the coaches a little bit especially when you know, you're a father of four and they're checking your room.
Right.
Do you think it really makes a difference in the performance the next day of even these NBA players, NHL, whatever?
I don't know. Ask Scottie Pippen.
Right.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
And he was apparently 82 games four times.
Yes.
Yeah, it didn't affect him. I don't know. Okay, although
it might have, you never know.
It may have. I don't know.
You don't know.
Maybe he could have been the Michael Jordan.
Right.
And MJ would have been the Scottie to his Michael.
There's got to be other athletes that do this, though. I remember different sports. I remember with Verlander, Kate Upton would say that, that he wouldn't have sex before a game or even after if he pitched well.
It's not uncommon. It's not uncommon at all for guys to think, you know, I want to save my energy. I want to get to bed on time. This is your job.
Right.
You've got to go out there and perform physically.
Right.
So Verlander wouldn't do it after?
I'm pretty sure, this is a long time ago, I'm pretty sure she said that if he pitched well during a game, he was just too exhausted. Like he wouldn't,
I get that.
So no celebrations then?
No.
So if they were, when they won the World Series, did he pitch that game? I don't remember, but I'm sure he had celebration sex that night.
Sure, yeah. There are times where
there's some exceptions.
Exhaustion does not play into a factor.
Okay, picking this apart, I don't really think it mattered. But if the practical reason is maybe you're staying up quite a bit later or something, you just got to plan it earlier.
Well, plan it earlier. I mean, I don't necessarily know that it's. I guess it depends on how you're doing it as well.
Yes.
I mean, there is risk of injury sometimes.
John.
The risk of exhaustion sometimes.
You didn't apply this. It's just if it happened, it happened. And, right?
Yeah, actually, but I was, like I said, I was in a hotel. Yeah. So,
You never got asked to leave the room?
No, my roommate as well is a father of four. So, no, this was our time to actually get a full night's sleep. Can we add a couple more games to this schedule? We want to go on the road more.
I don't know. I just find it funny that first of all, he even talks about it, which is I'm glad it gives us stuff to talk about. But I used to always think it was always a myth.
Oh, no, I don't think it's a myth at all. There are some guys that really believe that, hey, that I'm not going to have sex the night before a game. And again, it's different for different sports.
Correct.
And it all goes to your reasoning. And if you've got 82 games, I don't know how NBA teams travel, but I got to imagine when you're at home, I would think you're staying at home. You're not staying in a hotel.
Let's apply this to the listener, though. Seriously, if you have a hard labor job where you're going out and busting it 12 hours a day physically, what, do you not have sex at night because it's going to affect my job performance? I mean, come on.
I don't think there's anybody doing that, no.
Well, right, but so isn't this a little bit overthought? I'm not trying to take away what athletes do.
Right.
But there's people out there that bust their butt physically more than athletes do.
Correct.
In a game day. There are.
Right, but they're also not on national TV expected to make millions of dollars and play at that high level for that long of a time.
They might be in construction and using something that, has to make sure it's secure so it doesn't fall and kill 1,000 people, too.
Yeah, they're also not criticized on the radio and sports talk radio the next day.
Right, exactly.
I think they got a foreman out here on 696 right now yelling at Jimmy saying, "What? You stay up and have sex last night? Is that why you're looking all groggy?"
Yeah. They're working the jackhammer. Maybe they're more worried about their their grip strength.
Yes, exactly.
Banging the concrete.
Actually, doing it with somebody else is probably less exhausting.
Will Chamberlain had no trouble before and after games. Well, maybe that's why he couldn't beat Bill Russell all those years. That's why he only won two titles. I dislike Verlander even more now. In college, we had our entire starting defense in one room and two guys in a shower, caps, and a bait in a bath to mess with the coach.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, that's the great opportunity.
I think Ronda Rousey's on record saying she never did stuff like that before a fight. Okay. And why is Stoney saying Chicago like it has a W in it? It's an old...
Chicago.
There is an old boy, he's the voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky. He said, "I like Chicago."
That's precisely though. Why are you doing it? Because absolutely nobody knows but you and maybe three other people that you worked with back then.
But I don't do it all the time.
Right, boss?
Yes. But I don't do it all the time. Once in a while, we'll say Chicago, but usually it's Chicago.
Don't look now, but I think George Blaha does as well.
All right, telephone number is 248-539-9797. 97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.